Are you ready for this?
Sean Merriman, a one-hand sack. Boom, 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 out go the lights.
This is Lights Out with Sean Merriman.
What's up, guys? We're back again with another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman, and we bring in one of the best to ever do it, man. One of the best competitors, one of the best bodybuilding legends of all time, Jay Cutler. Known him a very long time, and it's cool for me because obviously I'm a you know, you can call it a musclehead. I call myself a musclehead, a gym rat. I love the gym. I think it should be a part of everybody's life at some capacity. And something I've been very vocal about over the last several weeks, really over the last several months, is that I understand COVID is very serious. I've been affected by it. I was sick back in, back right after the Super Bowl. I was down in Radio Row working, and I came back here to LA, and I knew something was up, and I had COVID then. You know, my family members and close friends, and it's a very, very, very serious deal. And I get that and understand. But I also believe that mental health, physical health is also equally as important. There's a lot of people suffering right now because they can't get to a gym. You know, they're trying to do some home workouts. But those of us who are serious workoutaholics, I would like to say, sometime a home workout won't always fix it. And, you know, I've been there. I've tried to do push-ups and mountain climbers and air squats and running in place without my neighbors downstairs below me complaining. I try to do as much as I can, but I went through it, you know, when they first shut down the gyms and shut down everything, and trying to figure out what to do. So it's awesome to have one of the best to ever do it, and talk about you know, what inspires him, and also him inspiring other people, certain programs he has going on. Follow him at Jay Cutler. But we're going to get into it, man, because this is awesome. No, you know, it's funny. You know, I was talking to my boy Chance, who was there that day, and I told him you were coming on. And he said, yo, and I completely forgot about that time. He said, yo, you remember that time we was at the pool? Was it wet, right?
It was Wet Republic. So this is the first time I ever met you. I didn't even know you then. So,
dude, you got it for me. You got to be a sick individual to grab fucking Jay Cutler, throw him in the pool. The first time he, like, I look back and I said, what the hell was that? Was it? You know, without test, like, what was it that made me want to go and do that, man?
You speared me, bro. You didn't grab me. You speared me like we were on the field, and I was 300 pounds. It was pretty easy to actually knock me in the pool at that point.
you know, what's crazy is, so I seen that, you know, you guys just had you were in Vegas, right? For Miss Olympia.
They actually moved it to Orlando. Yes. It's normally in Vegas. They moved it this year because of the restrictions.
They moved to Orlando.
Yeah.
But they still had like the restrictions and stuff in place, right? Or was it pretty wide open?
You know, they restricted to 3,000 in the audience. You know, they were suggesting a mask protocol, but it was kind of a choice. They weren't super, super strict about it. And that's, of course, why they moved it to Florida. As you know, a lot of events have taken place there. You know, the national championship was just there, and it was, you know, limited fans, right? But it was still active, which is a bigger thing than California and Nevada have been doing.
And I get it, man. Like, we just saw the NFL go through it. Well, the NBA first, because they had the bubble. And then you saw the NFL, and I was shocked that NFL was able to get through a whole season without having to shut down, because nobody, especially here in California, but for the most part, no one was letting people there. And it was kind of weird to even see the event. I was looking at some pictures, and I saw you on stage, and I didn't see the crowd. I didn't see any, you know, a real big crowd there. So things have just changed, man. How's it been for you on your end?
Listen, as you know, I mean, we converse here and there. I mean, I was a big trade event guy, so I was attending expos. I mean, we saw each other last year at the Olympia Expo prior.
That's
you
right.
were there. And I do a lot of those. I mean, I promote events that require audiences in order to, you know, create revenue, right? So we had to cancel a lot of these events because we couldn't even hold the athletes. I mean, a lot of these contests have 150-plus athletes in a venue at one time. So we've actually had to work around restrictions, although this year we're not going to cancel. We're going to do time slots. So basically we're going to bring in certain divisions and, you know, then we'll have to take the audience out, resell tickets and kind of have it in time slots to get through this whole pandemic thing. I mean, we can't go through another year. I had four events I canceled last year, and all the expos had canceled. LA Fit Expo is usually the kickoff expo of the year, which is in January. That's been pushed till July as we speak right now.
So and that was my one of my questions too. How has, because you had the nutrition company, you had the supplements.
Yes.
And I know you're pushing online, but I think they were in stores and stuff too, right? I mean, and some of these expos, I remember you having a booth and having stuff set up the last few that I've been to. Like, how has all that changed though?
You know, it's changed. And fortunately for me, like I've been mostly direct to consumer brands. So a lot of my consumers are buying from the internet and through social media and through advertising, through Facebook or whatever. So as you know, during a pandemic and during this time, people sit on their phones and, you know, it's been great for the online business. But yes, the stores, a lot of restricted areas have closed stores down and they're starting to diminish, just like the gyms and just like other restaurants and everything else. I mean, when you can't have FaceTime with people, a lot of people still rely on walking in a store, talking to a salesperson on what products they need. And, you know, the only good thing is, honestly, Sean, is a lot of people working out during this time. Like, they find ways, whether it's outdoors, in their garages, or whatever else. I mean, we can talk about that. But as you know, a lot of gyms, especially where you are closed, and a lot of people don't have access to those. So, you know, it's kind of hurt them diet-wise and, you know, keeping care of their bodies.
Dude, and it's something I've been pushing for I've been talking about openly for the past 8 or 9 months about gyms being closed. And, you know, you get stuck in this place where you want to be sympathetic because there are people losing their life right now. This is a serious deal. I've been affected. I think I had COVID. I did have COVID, but I think I had it in February, right after the Super Bowl. I was down there doing Radio Row and just around a bunch of people. And I came back. I start feeling something like immediately, and I don't really get sick. And so it put me down for 48 to 72 hours. And so I can only imagine what somebody with actual health problems like were going through. My dad had it, and family and close friends, like everybody. So it's a real deal. But the other part of it is that when they closed down gyms, and I don't know if this happened to you or not, but it happened to me. And when I'm talking, it was completely closed. It was basically stay in the house, don't do anything, not even go outside and work out yet. It's just like, just stay home. I went through it, man. I was depressed. I was stressed out. I had anxiety, and I was just sitting around, and I found myself like, man, I haven't not worked out for this long since probably I was 13 or 14 years old. I was normally gone, never taking 3 weeks off from like not really being able to do anything. I tried to do push-ups in the house. I was doing dips off the edge of my couch. I was doing mountain climbers. I was trying to figure it out. But that was the first time that I actually went through it. And I think you got a pretty good setup, right? But was it the same?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm not going to lie. I'm still suffering a little bit because you have to remember my lifestyle. I mean, for the past 20 years, has been traveling to expos, doing guest appearances, and although bodybuilding, you know, I retired competitively now 7 years ago, I was still very, very active, and I was still out there, and that was kind of how the bodybuilding arena thrives off the energy. And, you know, and when I would travel on the weekends and I would, you know, have lines of people coming to meet me, that's what motivated me. And when I stepped away from the stage, I looked for motivation to do that. So when we hit this pandemic and gyms close, and I'm training at home with a few dumbbells and some benches, and I do have a great cardio setup, but nothing is like going to the gym and having the routine of machine to machine. And I'll be honest, I mean, someone who was a lot of self-motivation, I still like to watch other people work out to gain motivation. We all thrive off each other. And I talk about a lot on social media that we follow the people that inspire us. And there's certain people that, you know, we just watch, we may not learn something, but we do require a lot of those people that give us motivation. And to this day, I'm still driven by a lot of different types of personalities. But for me, it really did affect me, and it still affects me because my lifestyle has absolutely changed. I don't have a lot of FaceTime. I'm a person that literally I'm in a solid routine. So I literally work every day. I go to the gym. I'm active on social media, and then, you know, I start to, you know, go to sleep and start the next day. Yes, I work on business and whatever else, but I still require my social time is still, you know, being in the gym and trying to motivate others while being motivated myself.
I do. And like you said, with the whole routine, that I think that would kind of threw me off the most. That routine was gone. And I talk about guys when they retire, especially when you retire from football, I think, because football is a little bit more, you got collision, you got 53 guys in the locker room. So the camaraderie to me is a little bit different. And you go through this stage when you first retire that your routine is all for the first time. And that's why a lot of guys, you know, suffer depression, anxiety, and trying to figure out the next stages. And I really didn't have a whole lot of that, but I experienced it for the first time. So I'm pushing, you know, and I get it that you want to keep people safe. But in my personal opinion, mental health, physical health, and all the things that this COVID is causing by gyms not being open and people not having, like you said, the routine, we haven't even started to discuss those effects. I mean, people losing their bit. I have a lot of friends that's gym owners. They own, you know, either two gyms, some own 20 gyms, chains of gyms. And I've seen the way they're suffering, not only from the business and the financial part, but it's like that routine is gone. And we're counting all these COVID numbers. And I get it. It's a serious deal. People are losing their lives and we got to be safe as possible. But one thing we're not talking about, and I don't think it's talked about enough, is the bigger aspect and the mental health and physical health that's going to come from, you know, being shut down to where we are.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you're talking to someone that's, you know, I'm surrounded by fitness, right? And there was a lot of benefits when I started training at the age of 18. And that's a different, you played football as a kid and then of course go to high school, college, then into the pros. You know, I started weight training, not that I didn't start following it, but I actually joined the gym my 18th birthday. And I joined the gym mainly for a confidence or a stress reliever. So when I picked up weights, I was at a crossroad at 18. I was going to college. My family wanted me to work in the concrete business. I was in central Massachusetts, which is a super small town. And I was one of the first ones in my family out of seven kids to go to college. So for me, I was at that crossroad in the gym, that 2 hours a day really gave me that outlet. And that outlet turned in, you know, it was a hobby. And then of course turned into a career, you know, in my early 20s. Then when I stepped away at 40 and retired, it allowed, you know, I'm kind of back to, okay, what is my stress reliever? What gives me a reason to, you know, every day push harder and harder with my work ethic, but I still need an outlet, right? So the training still is a huge part of my day. I mean, I tell my supporters or fans or whoever I talk to all the time, the best part of my day is still going to the gym and working out. It's routine. If you follow me, you know, every day it's like I train at, you know, around 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning. I do my cardio first thing when I wake up, you know, I eat my meals and then, you know, sometimes I'll be back in the gym later in the evening, but it's routine for me. And it's something that I've done since day one.
Yes. What would be like your advice? Because I've had some guys and I'm fortunate because the private gyms open back up. So the two MMA gyms that I get a chance to go to, everybody, you know, didn't have that access to. But what would be, I guess, your advice to somebody that's, because I've talked to a couple of my former teammates and guys that's off right now that can't work out and doing different stuff. They're struggling, you know, depression wise or mentally and just they're fighting the fight right now. What would be your advice to some of these people that use this as advice to work out and do this to get through it?
You're just going to find one outlet, and that's usually setting a time. I try to do things early. So when I mention I get up, the first thing I do in the morning is I dive into a couple emails or take care of a couple things for 30 minutes, and then I grab a workout. It's really how I kind of start my day. And for those people that are looking, even if it's just walking outside, running outside, I mean, doing those kind of things. And I mean, a lot of people I know have used band training, whatever else, but you have to set a schedule. And every day, I always mention this when I was training, is like Groundhog Day for me. I don't really deviate much from a schedule because that's how I find works best for me. That way, you know, every day, this is the time slot I'm going to give. And some of these people, listen, they have to be at work at 7 o'clock in the morning. They have to get up at 4 o'clock in order to get a workout in. it's easy to make excuses, but unfortunately, like, to be successful, we have to go through the struggles. And I think that the routine always works best. And my suggestion is, while the gyms are closed, you've got to find that outlet. And we all have different functional training that you do. I mean, you mentioned you train with MMA type training, and I do more weight training and cardio. So, like, I go outside. I like to walk outside a lot of days. And unfortunately, on the East Coast, like, it's cold there. But, like, it's too easy to make excuses. I think that's what people tend to do when they're under those kind of stress levels.
No, yeah, 100%. And, you know, I'll tell anybody that to try to get through this thing, like, you're gonna need the mental part of it, the physical part of it, because there are repercussions from, people call it COVID-15. I'm like, okay, you see the weight, but your cardiovascular and all these things is being affected. And I'm preaching to the choir, and man, I'm gonna scream at as loud as I possibly can, that to get through this thing, you're going to need your health. And the gyms are, the transmission rate is like 0.02, and like people love science, they love numbers. I'm like, please, please open these gyms back up and do it safely, do 25% capacity, and let's start to work back to some kind of normalcy, man, because the repercussions of this thing long-term, people are going to have to unquarantine mentally and physically for a very long time.
Yeah, and I want to mention one thing, and that's the nutrition aspect, because I know, I mean, you posted pictures recently and you're in phenomenal condition. I know that wasn't just because you're training, like follow a diet protocol.
100%.
So I always mention, in the morning, it's very important to start your day off with a great nutritional breakfast. And, for me, I have, egg whites, oatmeal, whatever, sometimes, I deviate a little bit, I'll have some turkey bacon or whatever else, but I start my day, I still eat at least 4 to 6 portionate meals a day. And to be successful, to have a successful body, I hate to put percentages out there, but when people look at like the figure behind me, right, when I got in that condition, it took me 4 months to come down from a big body weight to get in my top condition that we held for maybe a couple of days when we got on stage. But it was a process where I lost a pound or two each week. And I did that through deviating, like, with a certain diet regimen where I ate more protein. I kept the bad foods out. I got away from bread and starches. And I focused more on, wholesome foods and meal timing. So I ate, every 3 hours something, healthy that allowed me to be able to lose the body fat, but obviously maintain the muscle mass. So it's a journey. It's a challenge, but you have to be dedicated to what you want to do. But the diet is probably 70-80% of getting the peak body shape.
It's something I wished I learned a long time ago back when I was playing, because, I was drinking. I was, when I played, I eat Papa mm-hmm. John's pizza 2 or 3 times a week. And mentally, I just always thought, we're going to go out and practice. I'm going to burn off the calories, but you don't really understand what it's doing to your body. So a couple of years ago, I did decide to, and I didn't go cold turkey or have some crazy diet, but I said, if I'm gonna eat junk food, I'm gonna do it once a week, and I'm gonna do it on this mm-hmm. day. And I slowly start to begin to do that, because people see me now like, oh, you decided to get in shape after you play football. I said, no, I just started to learn, like, okay, you eat this at this time, don't eat some big heavy ass meal before you lay down and take a nap or go to sleep. So it was really all about tweaking, my diet and understanding your body a little bit more. I actually, it's funny. I think about right when the pandemic started around March, when it became public, I decided to go get an allergy test, because I didn't know, certain foods can do certain things to your body. And I know gluten and all that stuff, that we're mm-hmm. really not supposed to eat gluten, but I started to learn, like, oh, okay, cool. I can't eat bread, or I'm not supposed to eat dairy, not just because I'm trying to change my diet. My body just won't react well to it. It's going to bloat me. It's going to upset my stomach or something like that. But I'm like, damn, man, I'm 36, and you're still learning about your body, man. So, you're right, man. The diet was everything.
Yeah. I mean, I learned that early. I worked with a nutritionist from the beginning, and and people are afraid of carbohydrates and whatever else. And I mean, you can still eat moderate foods, but I can't tell you how many times I have to preach to people, you know, you are what you eat, right? And the training goes along with a nutrition program. So it kind of, it's like you can't do the training without proper nutrition because you won't get the results. But I'll tell you, you can stay on a decent diet and still maintain a pretty decent body without any exercise or even training. It may take you a little longer. If I was to put a person on a diet, I'd say, okay, let's get in the diet for a couple of weeks and then add the weight training or add cardiovascular. And listen, as you played football, you needed some body fat. Obviously, you're moving around in the field and you guys are, you know, you're colliding. So you can't be super, super ripped. I'm sure he played with guys that you probably looked at that were like, how is this guy's genetically? They're just unbelievably conditioned, right? But those guys, you know, you just, when you're a big guy, it's just really hard for you to hold that crazy condition all the time, especially when you're closer to 300 pounds.
So are you doing more stuff like virtually, like you've given virtual programs and stuff like that out? I know I've seen one thing, but I didn't know if you had like a whole regimen of program that people can follow.
I do actually, you know, and people that follow me on Instagram notice, I actually just did a 6-week challenge, and I did a 6-week challenge because I know people want to start off their new year, right? So I started on January 11th. I probably have 1,000 active members on that joined. And basically I give them nutrition programs for 6 weeks, training and nutrition. And then I do live feeds such as this, like on a Facebook group. And every week I'll get on there and I'll answer the questions that might be looming, like what, you know, maybe I want to do this or that. And I did this based on the body type, whether an endomorph, ectomorph, I mean, trying to figure out what position your body is in. But this is a great way to get people motivated and kickstart them. Not to say people may fall off after 6 weeks, but they may want to continue with it. And it's a great way to start and build up people's confidence, because you know how many people wake up in the morning and they look at themselves in the mirror and they say, I want to be something different than what I am. No one's truly satisfied. I mean, I can tell you, even when I was a champion, you know, Mr. Olympia winner, I still looked at holes in my physique and said, I could still be better here or there. And that's what made me great. I was never acceptance of, you know, what I actually was. Although I did have confidence, I was proud of the way I looked, but you know, obviously your whole outlook kind of changes as you get older, and retirement has made me into, oh, I want to be a lot leaner and not so muscular. Cause it's very, very hard to maintain. As you know, it's too hard to carry that much mass, but that's what I kind of did to get people motivated. And I've always put out content to keep people driven. And I'm always preaching the nutrition thing. I'm showing my meals. Like, that's the most thing I can do is show, hey, this is how I cook my food. This is what I eat. And this is the times I eat it at.
No, I think that's great, man. Seriously, because, you know, sometimes we put out this stuff and I'll put out, you know, obviously I talk a lot of shit and I'll, you know, post stuff and keep it funny because of social media. But, you know, I may post something that somebody else is watching and going through that I'm fine. I'm not, you know, I'm having a great day, but I know somebody else out there isn't. I know somebody's going through some shit. And so, and with you, like, you know, this stuff is free. I mean, I see, you know, when you talk and show it, like, it's free. And you're helping these people out with it, man. So that's pretty cool. Just what's next? What you got up next? Have they opened back some of these events?
Yeah, I mean, I have some stuff. I mean, I have a contest that I'm promoting here in Las Vegas on April 3rd. It's at the South Point Casino. And you know, Vegas has been hit pretty hard right now.
Yep.
I mean, you haven't really been making, I'm sure, a lot of trips to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I was just there, actually. I was there a few weeks ago, and I'm looking at even possibly moving there, too.
Nice. So I have a contest on April 3rd I'm promoting. It's called the Jay Cutler Desert Classic. I do four of these a year. So I do two in Boston because I'm from there. I do one in Las Vegas, and I actually do one in Virginia. And this is an amateur show that people can get up on stage and compete, similar to like we did, and that, you know, they win trophies or whatever else. But this gives people motivation. It's about, I think it's about 11 weeks away at this point. So people are on their diets and getting ready for it. And that's kind of my kickoff show of the season. But I am booked at a few events. I'm doing a ton of social media, a lot of YouTube on Jay Cutler TV, just staying active that way. And to be honest, just working on my brands in the background and, you know, every day trying to do this social media stuff, even now, as, you know, I'm a guy that's kind of stepped away. And sometimes, you know, at my age, to sit there and say, man, I got to film my food or this and that. I, I sometimes have to be like, man, you know, this isn't what I necessarily want to do all the time, but I do it for my followers and to keep people motivated.
Yeah, I always found that weird, man. And you know, posting certain workouts, you want to do it to put the information out there, but to continuously doing it, like, that shit is work. You know, like, you're going throughout your day and it's real work. So where can people find the event that's coming up in Vegas?
It's on Instagram, Jay Cutler Desert Classic. And also, just, you know, if you follow me, you'll see it. But the website is also jcutlerdesertclassic.com. So, it's, you know, we are going to allow some audience there. I don't know what it's going to be like by April here, but hopefully we're heading towards a better direction than last year. We had to cancel the event totally. So we will have the event. It will take place. And, you know, that's kind of the kickoff from this point forward. And normally I'm overseas, but that's not going to happen until the end of the year. Olympia is probably going to be pushed till the end of the year like it was. It's normally in September. They pushed it to December last year. Arnold Classic's a big event in Ohio. That's going to be pushed till September 11th right now. So it looks like we're kind of sitting tight till the spring and summer of 21.
Well, hopefully, man, when everything clear up, we'll catch up. And if I can get out there to the event in Vegas, I'll definitely be there. I get up to Vegas probably once a month or once every other month. I'm always there. So definitely let's connect, dude.
Well,
I know you got a lot of stuff going on.
I'd love to see you at working out in the morning here in Las Vegas in the future, man. That'd be awesome.
For sure. All right, brother. Hey, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Guys, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and take care.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it once again for tuning in to the Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And that was cool for a couple of things, right? Because whenever you get a chance to talk to someone who's a legend in their industry, the intellect and what they have and what they do for a living, and share it. You know, like, I always look for free information. And if you follow Jay Cutler on Instagram and social media, he's always giving tips, nutrition tips, workout tips, and how to stay focused and stay at it. So that was really cool for me. And the second part of it is that there's a lot of correlation, man, and being able to work out and how it makes you feel. And also, you know, keep your mental health aspect of it. I believe there's a lot of correlation with working out and feeling good and having your mental health and physical health also intact. So I appreciate you guys listening in. That was really, really cool for me because, like I said, I'm a natural born muscle head, a gym rat, and someone who believes in working out and physical health and taking care of yourself. So that was great to hear from one of the best. Keep tuning in. Keep leaving us great reviews, man. It's been awesome. I think we're a few hundred thousand downloads. I don't know. I don't feel like bragging, but honestly, it's because of you guys for listening and enjoying the content, enjoying the podcast. So keep subscribing and be back next week. Get after it. Let's go.